This is Wine Friends with Roy Perez.
Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. You're listening to Roy and Friends, and today is Thursday, the 24th day of August 2017, the Jewish day today. Is Bet Be'elul, and the year is 5,777. The time is now 10 past 9, and who do we have here? We've got, first of all, my friend Liel. He's an expert in diamonds and Swiss watches. Eitan Nadler didn't come today.
No.
Why didn't he come today?
I think he's a bit busy.
Is he a bit busy?
He's working on auctions. We're going to elaborate a little bit more.
But the auctions.
Yes, a little bit later.
We've got as well Moshe Starogad. How are you, Moshe?
I'm all right. Thank you. Yes, good day.
Yes, good day. Thank you. We're all okay. We've got with us Ilan. How are you doing, Ilan?
I'm very well, thanks, Roy. And you?
Good. What's your surname?
Herman.
Herman. Like Herman Schloss.
If you will.
Herman is good. Yeah. Nothing wrong with Herman. So what do we have?
Thanks. I'll tell my folks.
Yeah. Would you? Herman Schloss, you know. That was a joke about Herman Schloss. You don't remember?
Never
heard of Liel is too young. Remember about Herman Schloss?
Thank you. I love you too.
Aren't you young?
No, it's great. I love when people tell me I'm young.
Seriously?
I am young.
For
yes.
Sure you're young. In but spirit, at least.
Listen, you know that you are perfect, but when people tell you you're perfect, it's nice.
It's much better.
Yes.
I think so too.
It's called testimonials. You hear it from other people. Then you know.
0746547335. That's our online. So if you want to join us, over and above that, we've got the SMS line, which is 34519. That will cost you $1.50, I think. And if you want, you can WhatsApp us on 0621482374. And you know, please like us on Facebook as Porn Stars on 101.9. Last night I've tried to talk about you know, the misinformed, I would call them, the left wingers. And you know they like to play like good people, and they like but I really need to explain what was my last night's idea around talking of left wingers. So the idea is like this. You know, I think the correct way to split the word, the world, is to good and bad. If people are exploding in the streets and 30% of your nation is call it crazy. Don't call it how do you call it? Call it crazy. I think we're developing some sort of idea about your nation. So the idea is the liberals or the left wingers. The idea behind, you know, I must find my words here. The reasoning behind the left and the idea is that we separate the world into good and bad. They divide the world between rich and poor, strong and weak, or victim and victimizer. So you don't get your strength from being you don't get your strength from being right. You get your strength from being a victim, or from being the underdog, which is very, very bad. This is why the left is always pro-Palestinian. And as much as I try to, when people understand that, then they understand, the perspective of, why Israel is right and Palestinians are wrong. Why you can't be really a left wing. Are you left or right?
I'm, right.
Are you right? You know, even in the word right.
You are right.
You got the left side.
It's interesting. What you're saying is that if you take that you're rewarding the lack of taking responsibility.
That's
what you're saying. And that, as opposed to trying to encourage responsibility and making them accountable for lack of responsibility, which firstly grows self-esteem on the part of the people that you're trying to bring up. But secondly, people that don't take responsibility will look for another opportunity to get away with what they can, using sympathy as sort of the way that they can get away with it, and creating that sort of evoking sympathy in the eyes of the you know, of the powers that be.
100%. So people are saying like that, if Israel attacks, I mean, the idea is very simple. You call the Hamas authority or whatever, and you tell them, guys, within 8 hours, whoever is next to a base where they're shooting missiles to, whoever's next to, it doesn't matter if the base is there next to hospitals, or next to schools, or next to your home, or next to your mother-in-law, we will bomb it. And in 8 hours later, you're gonna bomb and destroy it. I promise you, a day later it will be better, everybody will come back to, it's gonna be much better. But what will happen is the Hamas will actually win the idea of them. They don't mind putting people in front.
The political war.
Yes,
so to speak.
Because of poor people. Instead of 360 people died, 3,600 people died. I mean, they don't mind putting people in front.
Not only do they not mind, they want to. Human shields are there.
Go explain, they were left wingers, that you fighting a lost war.
Yeah.
If you're not going to show power, you're not going to. Israel is not going to be existing anymore. And people are coming and giving our country so easy. You know, there was the Sanremo treaty there was a Balfour Declaration and the Sanremo treaty, and we're supposed to get Jordan as well. What happened to Jordan? It's supposed to be ours. What happened to Jordan? Call us. 062-148-2374. My name is Roy Peretz, and this is Roy and Friends. Where we go? Well, let's go to a nice song. You know, it's a morning, and let's start with a nice, nice Hebrew song. So it's going to be Betty Bam from,
Zilber.
Is that the one? No, it's that one, yeah. Yep. You got, I'm getting slowly with the control, so just bear with me.
This is Roy and Friends with Roy Peretz.
And we're back, 062-148-2374. That's our WhatsApp line. You can call us 074-654-7335 on air. You can SMS us at 34519, or you can email us onair@highfm.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Porn Stars on 101, 101.9 High FM. Yeah. That's there. We're here with Ilan Herman.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah. What?
How's it?
Good, and you? Good, so Ilan, what are the long soldiers organization? What is it?
And
who are they?
And why are you asking me about it?
Why am I asking you about it?
Because we're coming up to a concert.
Oh, right.
That is being held at the Linda Auditorium on the 17th of September. And the fundraiser for the, it's a fundraiser for the Lone Soldier Organization.
It's in 2 weeks time,
weeks time. So, a remarkable cast. I recommend everybody should be there, not only for the phenomenal.
Where is it going to be?
Linda Auditorium.
Linda.
Linda. Yeah. Parkstown.
Yeah. In Parkstown. Beautiful, hall. Magnificent hall.
Who's gonna play them? You know?
So we've got, the solo artists are, Elton Kravitz.
I thought you were gonna say Elton.
Elton John.
I thought John.
Okay. It's South African Jewish Elton John. Elton Kravitz, yeah.
Or Lenny Kravitz, maybe.
Right. If you think Elton John's good.
Okay.
Wait till you're Elton Kravitz.
Elton John is not, we don't fully accept him. Yeah, as Jews.
maybe it is a combination between Elton John and Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. Elton Kravitz. Call him Elton Squid.
So what sort of songs
people might think it is Chazanut, but it's not. It's Jewish rock, soul, and pop music. We got a lot of themed songs with regard to Israel, to the soldiers of Israel, because of the nature of the concert. And then we've got two amazing groups. I've been working closely with the King David Santon Young Children's Choir. Magnificent. And a really spectacular group from the Alexander Township. They're Alexander Harmonious Melodies. Wonderful young men who just sing absolutely beautifully. And they are doing a Jewish song with me. And they are doing...
Are you going to be singing there too?
Yes, I'm part of the cast as well. So I hope you'll be there, Roy, to come and critique in the show following the concert.
I will definitely come.
We're
not
coming to critique. We're coming to
enjoy.
To enjoy and to help the cause.
Yeah,
definitely.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. I would
tell me more about the cause. Who is the Lone Soldiers? Where are they from? Where are they? What are we doing for them?
Right. So there's an organization in Israel called the Lone Soldier Organization. There are 6,300 approximately soldiers that come from the diaspora to come to Israel to represent Israel in the IDF. And they don't have family in Israel, or they have very little family, and only extended family as opposed to close family. So the Lone Soldiers Organization helps these guys to settle, to socialize, to have opportunities, to facilitate places to stay, Shabbat arrangements, Sidurim, if they need, help with the rent, if they need help with a fridge or
household
machine
or whatever,
you name it. And I've heard directly from Lone Soldiers themselves. They say they wouldn't have been able to manage the Israel experience without this organization helping and supporting
them.
So it's an important organization because it's a non-profit. It relies on donations, and this is part of the way we're going to give back. And it's just before Rosh Hashanah. I think the community
should get
behind it and give this wonderful gift to our
Chayalim. Some families in Israel, they adopt these soldiers it's an organization going for many, many years.
Yes.
I remember when I was in the army.
Right.
You know, there used to be, you know, Shabbat
but today,
and Yom Tov, you know.
Moshe, today you got the glit. You got all this organization that bringing people. It used to be only the Sochnut, but today you got programs from the religious side, from the not religious side, from the Zionist side, that bringing people and showing them Israel and urging them, or not urging them, but showing them what they can
but
do for Israel,
Israel,
and they stay and they come to the army, and there's a lot of lone soldiers. And in this connection, no lone soldier in Israel must do the holidays by himself, and that's part of our responsibility.
It is amazing. It's amazing. They call it Chayal Boded.
You know what?
In
the last war, we call it in Gaza. I remember one lone soldier from Haifa.
Yeah.
His name was Sean something. I don't remember the surname. Passed away. He got murdered by the Palestinians.
Yeah.
He didn't have family in Israel. 30,000 people. 30,000 people
came to the funeral.
Sean Carmel.
From one Facebook post.
It
was amazing.
Can I mention one thing?
Yeah, please.
I interviewed Nancy Spielberg. That's Steven Spielberg's sister.
Yeah.
But she's the one that we talked about yesterday about her movie.
Okay. So I was just going to mention that because I hadn't heard that. So she produced this movie.
Above and Beyond.
And those were guys that literally turned the war in favor of Israel.
Yes. They're like four or five guys.
They were so critical to the victory in the War of Independence that it made all the difference. So these Chayalim Bodadim
are
Americans super, and two South Africans were there.
Super Minch, you can call them. They are, and you can see them now.
Yeah.
You can see them now.
Yeah.
They are Yes, I got very, very excited and emotional from this movie because these are the people that came to Israel. Most of them, these guys, the pilots came back to America and whatever, but these are the people that came in their heart. They were ready to die. Right. They were ready to sacrifice everything for Israel. And these days it was crazy. We think today is crazy because how many millions of Arabs we got around us? Almost
1.2.
Almost a billion.
Around us, 330 million.
330. We are about 5-6 million. We got an army of 300,000 soldiers or whatever. And that's what we're dealing with. It's unheard of.
It's crazy.
Indirectly, the courage of these people that came to Israel, you know, to fight, it's because of the Holocaust. They saw what happened to the Jews in Europe.
They said never again.
And they swear not to.
America didn't want to accept them.
Yes.
So what happened?
So there's the courage, so indirectly, if you see it, That's what really happened.
But they talked about the Holocaust.
This morning they talked about the Holocaust on Chai. I mean, Katie was talking about the Holocaust, and they said that some people think that if it wasn't the Holocaust, we wouldn't have the State of Israel. So just to mention that State of Israel was basically given to the Jewish nation in the Sanremo. It was in the 20s, and I think 1927, eh?
1917.
No, 1920.
Balfour Declaration.
Yeah, 1920-something, Sanremo. In the Sanremo, that was the land that was given to Israel, and it was given to Israel, including Jordan as well, and we lost Jordan to the British Mandate, gave Jordan to the King Abdullah of the time. Hmm. Yeah, just gave it to them. And now they're claiming that they have some on Israel.
The English tried to give everything to the Arabs. They didn't leave until the Arabs was in the right place to take us out.
100%. So basically, no one likes us. And anti-Semitism is, I mean, under one umbrella. Anti-Semitism is, you know, someone that really hates the Jews more than is absolutely, absolutely necessary.
Absolutely, absolutely true.
Yeah.
Can I make one correction?
Even two.
Okay. You said that we were given the land of Israel then.
We were given the land of Israel.
Thank you. We need to put this on.
Okay. 5,000 years.
We were given the land of Israel by God, the creator of the world, who testifies this categorically and clearly in the only divine revelation ever to be transmitted to the human race in the Torah, and there's no dispute about that.
All right. So that's
all know that for sure.
Yeah, we do that. So we've got the punchline here. All right. You see, I learned that slowly. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to learn slowly.
So you said two corrections. That was one.
Roy said two. Roy's perfect, except the one.
Yeah, you can say. You know, it's amazing. First of all, you know what? I need to read here. There's a ad of on Pick and Pay. So Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood has the following specials valid from the 22nd of August till the 27th of August. Pick and Pay tomato. I can't believe I'm reading. Pick and Pay tomatoes, 2 kilos, onions, 3 kilos, potatoes, 4 kilos, and 3 kilos carrots. Buy all four items for $100. So 100 rands and save $20. Yeah? Look at that. Then Kellogg's cornflakes, 1 kilo, now 39 rands each. You save 16 rands. That's a big saving. Nestle Re Coffee, 750 grams tin each. Now 69 rands. You save 10 rands. Everfresh long life milk. What is that? Long life milk. A packet of six of 1 liter. Per pack, 69 rands, you save 10 rands. Visit Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood for much more in-store specials. I mean, that was a nice,
yeah,
that's
Roy,
a nice thing.
Roy,
so
right?
if you take 2 kilos, 2 kilos of potatoes, 3 kilos of onions, 4 kilos, what is it? Tomatoes, 2 kilos, 3 kilos of, you take all this pack, you can make a poiki. All in his meat. Yeah. Yeah, what are you saying?
I was saying that you read that so well that Raymond Ackerman is very proud of you. Right,
is he proud of me?
Yeah. Especially when you Israeli, think twice.
Yeah? Spanish Israeli reading that stuff, yeah. So you publish as well as Soul Sport magazine, don't you?
Yes. Soul Sport magazine is it's a Jewish sports magazine, the only one of its kind literally in the world. Comes out twice a year, and we featured incredible sports athletes, and I've had some amazing interviews with people like Jody Scheckter, Formula One world champion, Sean Thompson, surfing champion, guys like Ali Bacha have been featured, Dean Furman, the soccer player, Ilana Kloss, tennis player. We've really got a phenomenal magazine, and I'm not saying that as much as the community is saying that, and we've had amazing feedback, and we look forward to our next magazine, which comes Selwyn Nathan, who we just featured in our recent magazine, it's really about a fusion between Judaism, Jewish inspiration, with themed articles on sports and what's happening in the sporting world, and what's happening in the Jewish sporting world.
Tell us more about it after this song. I've got a wonderful song. It's Shlomo Arzi and Avram Tal.
This is Roy and Friends with Roy Peretz.
Thank you for being with us. We're here with Rabbi Ilan Hermann. I don't know why you forget Hermann. Hermann Schloss was such a figure when I was growing up. So yeah. So we talked about your magazine. And when did you start it?
4 years ago, 8 editions later.
I mean, how sporty are we, the Jews? I mean,
South
we know
African Jews, yeah, phenomenally are actually remarkably successful.
We took plenty of medals in the Maccabiah.
Yeah, Maccabiah is between
historically
Jews.
Also, yeah. We've got a lot of all these people I mentioned: Jody Schechter, Sean Thompson, Mandy Yachad, Ali Bachar, Rodney
Martin
Boomer,
Cohen.
Martin Cohen. Absolutely. We've had a lot of the Wiggily brothers, a lot of South African achievers on the sport front. So, yeah.
It's amazing. So, because we don't, like, when I was boxing,
John
and I was...
Stransky.
Yeah, Stransky. That's a name.
You must the 10 Springboks, Sid Nomus.
Oh, okay.
10 Jewish Springboks, the Minion, the famous
Ollie
Minion.
Ollie Geffen.
Archie Geffen, he was one of them, absolutely. So, yeah, we've got some superb people in the archives.
Exactly. It's more history.
It's more history because, as I mentioned previously on radio, Jews are commercially driven in this age, as opposed to when, life was more simple or calm. People invested in hobbies, passions, and sport, and therefore you rose up the ranks in that.
But still today,
arena.
Every kid wants to be a soccer player, so.
Until mommy says, is that going to put food on the table?
Yeah,
so
it's going
to
put
to med school.
What you going to eat? My mom used to, every time I used to come back with a blue, with a nice shiner, says to me, never ever I would have let you fight again. Never ever. I said, well, mommy, I can fight. I said, yeah, you can fight. But we're Jewish, you go study. This is fighting is just going to make your head.
Rodney Berman, we mentioned Rodney Berman. Yeah. Rodney told me the story. Yeah. It was the most funniest. You got to bring him in radio if you can. Yeah. So Rodney says this. He comes home, he says, he studied to be an attorney.
Yeah.
So mom says to him, where you been? And he says, I gave up the attorney. I'm now involved in boxing. She says, boxing? Rodney, what's going on? Forget it. You're leaving boxing tomorrow. So he pulls out a wad of notes on the table. She says, what's that? She says, it's from the boxing. She says, new, when's the next fight?
That's not bad, eh?
You know how true it is. It is true. You know?
He said it to me. That's his actual first-hand experience.
Well, listen, you know, it's well known that every Jewish father and mother wants their son to be a doctor.
Or a lawyer.
No. If he's a little bit retarded, a lawyer.
A lawyer.
If his mind don't work at all, if his mind don't work at all, an accountant. Okay. So basically that's our Jewish words.
We fight with our heads, basically, not with our hands. With our brains.
Hands, yeah. I mean, if you want to go to a doctor, please, you'll find a Jewish doctor.
You won't find a Jewish Mayweather or Jewish McGregor. So quickly.
No, not so quickly. But let me tell you, I fought when I was young, I fought with some Russian Jews. They were hard as rocks,
Russians,
let me tell
Jews,
you.
In the ring.
In the ring, my friend. Yeah. They were hard.
Not these days you won't find because.
No, in these days
boxing,
you find the Russians.
The boxing comes out of poverty.
Yes.
People used
well
to box.
Put. That's right.
So you get the Russians in Israel and you get the Arabs. They have gyms and they're quite good. So they do boxing.
You know, lately I put a post on Facebook of a father teaching his son how to kill with this 2 years, 3 years old kid.
Not even.
How to kill. You've seen that video.
I've seen it and I'm still shocked. Shocked.
I cannot believe it. He showed him how to kill with a knife.
No, it's not that they show him. He's coming to a not even 2 years old boy that's sitting on a
and
shop.
He terrorized the boy.
And he's trying to push the knife in his face to make him upset. And the boys in the beginning, he get upset and then he take out a knife and start charging at the father with the knife like a crazy man.
Do they not arrest? you've got footage. You can identify. This is,
I know. The Hamas identified him and sent him
a reward.
Check.
Yeah. Give him a reward.
That's what you're talking about.
You know, time is now 9:45. Please join us 0746547335. You can SMS us at 34519. Or email us on one@chaifm.com. What's up? So welcome on 062-148-2374. To those who are listening to us, to all the beautiful ladies, that are sitting in the car and listening to us, or sitting at home and listening to us.
Or sitting at the barber.
Ladies don't sit in the barber.
What they do at the barber?
I don't know, maybe they're visiting the hairdresser, yeah.
Ah. Didn't you see?
Manicure, pedicure.
I knew the rabbi will say something about
Zohan,
it. Let's go for it.
Zohan, the movie. He was a barber, no?
He was a barber. He was a barber-ish. Yeah, he was a barber-ish.
And the Jewish lady loves him. They used to go, you remember, they used to go to him all the time.
Yeah, there was a line of Jewish ladies.
Friday is the popular day at the hairdresser. Shabbat.
How does it work out, a rabbi in a sport?
Well, when I, my sport comes from my late father, who was a famous soccer player. Wow. Most of people in South Africa will know him. George Santoro, Brazilian, played soccer in the 60s. He played against Pele in Brazil, the likes of that sort of caliber. Came to South Africa, and during his time playing soccer here, he met my mom, had children. My mom then became observant and sent us to Torah Academy School when we were about 8 years old. So I grew up in the fold and became very involved in my Judaism, and took it on because ultimately that's what I felt the true calling of life is. And really studied and got involved in community work, took on the role as rabbi of the Lion Shul, and served there for 18 years until very recently. So my two passions are Judaism and education and sport, and combine the two of them in this magazine, which is Soul Sport. Soul, meaning neshama, Yiddishkeit, and sport, which is the sport.
Now, let me tell you something. To whoever don't know you, we're talking to Rabbi Ilan Herman, which is really a hell of a nice guy.
Thank you, Roy.
He doesn't have a beard. It looks like very young. How old are you?
I don't want to give away my age.
Why? What are you getting? Going to get married, divorced?
Let's say. You tell me how old I am.
You look 30.
Thank you.
35-ish. Yeah.
You're too kind, Roy. I'll send you the check in the.
You can mail it to my office.
Don't worry.
We were talking about the. You know, when we were on a break, we were talking about the McGregor and
Mayweather
fight. What do you think about it?
I think that we talked about the money. We talked about there's about $500 million involved in something that can last about 10 seconds. We don't even know. So how crazy is that?
Do you think it's going to be 10 seconds?
I don't know. I don't wake up and watch it. I'm very, very fan of boxing and MMA.
I love boxing.
And I love them, both guys. I think, and it's going to be interesting, but yeah, it's
I think
much
boxing
money,
is such a dedicated
show.
Sport that you can't just
one of the hardest individual sports ever. Try to have the power and the stamina to stand and dance in a ring for 12 rounds. It's one of the hardest things
don't forget,
to do, guys.
It used to be 15 rounds.
15 rounds is something that, if you think about it now, it's impossible.
Yeah, it used to be 15 rounds. 15 rounds, and at the time there wasn't the three knockdown rule.
Yeah.
Was so you could be knocked down like 7 times in the same round, and still come up and win the fight. It was crazy.
And you can be saved by the bell and stuff like this.
No saving by the bell in the old days. Yeah.
No.
In the old days, no saving by the bell. You stay, brother. Wake up.
But
you still.
I'm trying to work out, how does an MMA fighter get in a ring against a boxer? What's the mathematics?
It doesn't work properly.
That?
Yeah. Listen, to MMA, it's mixed martial arts. Yes. So you do a lot of martial arts forms. One of them is boxing, of course. You have to know how to stand and box.
Right.
If you want to be a fighter, MMA fighter. But you are not a boxer.
Right.
You understand?
You don't it's specialize a guy that's, in the boxing.
Brief boxing since he was born, and he's a specialist. It's very hard. But on the other hand, it's very unpredictable now, because a boxer that is boxing another boxer, he knows what to expect.
Rules of
and
yeah,
to expect
follows,
something yes. that someone that comes from another sport altogether, it's a little bit
alternate, and you don't know what to expect.
You don't know what to expect.
My friend always used to ask me the following question. He said, what would you do if you had Chuck Norris in the ring with Mike Tyson? Who would win?
Chuck Norris.
But Mike Tyson is a killer.
No, Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Why? Because he...
because it's Chuck Norris.
Have you seen, Mike Tyson in the ring?
Yes, plenty of times.
Yeah, but
did you ever watch
Bruce Lee?
Delta Force?
Bruce Lee was,
did you watch Delta Force? Come on.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned Delta Force.
Exactly.
Okay, you win hands down.
We've got the SMS here from someone. He says, Barney Bernato was a boxer. He's right.
Really? Yeah,
yeah, Barney Bernato was a boxer. Huh? He said, Roy, when I was a kid, I had a boxing fight. There were two hits. The opponent hit me and I hit the canvas. Anthony. The winner will be the one who can bring rematch. I think so, eh? I think this guy's right. The winner will be the one who can bring a rematch. It's all about money. It's right. Always all about
million
money.
Dollars, yep, of course.
Money and entertainment. True. Yeah.
It's amazing. Which is Don King at the end of the day.
Is it Don King now? Don King promoting. Don King.
No,
is it
a Don King? Mayweather have his own.
Yeah, TMT, he's got the TMT. The money team. Yeah,
the money team. They have their own production, everything. Like Oscar De La Hoya have the Golden Boy. What was the name?
Yeah. Before the Golden Boy.
Boy production. They used to do all the fashion.
You mentioned, Barney Bernato. Apparently, yeah. Billy Gundelfinger was a boxer. I was told this week.
Was he?
By a trusted source.
Serious?
His daughter.
Guys, we're going to listen to...
He was too tall to be a boxer.
We're going
to... I know Billy very well. He was too tall. He's very tall.
Apparently, he was a top boxer. Justine told me, yeah.
Time is now 9:52, and we will listen to this beautiful... This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris. And we're back. The time is now 9:56. We're just now going to say our goodbyes to Rabbi Ilan...
Schloss.
Herman. You like the Schloss. Herman Schloss, yeah. So, Ilan. So, I just want to know, repeat again. So, it's going to be on the 17th of September.
The Never Alone concert, which is stating that the lone soldiers are never alone because we're right behind them.
Yeah.
It's on the 17th of September at the Lind Auditorium at 7:30 in the evening. And you can get tickets from www.webtickets.co.za or at the Kollel Bookshop, Northfield Avenue. Tickets range from 180 rand through to 280. And, it's going to be the most spectacular concert of the year and, a memorable event and one that we should support.
Who did the contact? Where do you get the tickets?
Webtickets.co.za.
Webtickets.co.za.
Or Kollel Bookshop.
Or Kollel Bookshop. Can you buy it at the venue itself at the night of the...
At this stage, not. We'd like to ensure that all tickets are accounted for before the event. So, webtickets.co.za or Kollel Bookshop. Or you can always contact us if you want group tickets, bulk tickets. That's Soul Workout, the organization that I represent, on 011-440-1178.
Just repeat this number.
011-440-1178.
The time is now 9:58, and it's here the time to say goodbye to all of you. So thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for your responses.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. He says, somebody says Billy is still boxing. Maybe in court, eh?
Yeah,
he's still boxing.
With the
I'd like to say to you, I'm just going to welcome the girl from, she doesn't want to come in. I'm just going to welcome the...
She's always coming in today when we call her, she don't want to come.
Yeah, she doesn't want to come in today. So, anyway, we're going to say goodbye to you guys. The time is now exactly 9:59. You want me to go out?
No, you can actually stay on my program.
Do you?
And so can Ilan.
Oh, everybody wants Ilan. Why is that?
Because I should teach him when he was a little boy.
I sang for Helen in the primary school concert.
At the Torah Academy.
Oh, serious.
Oh, 1904, I think it was.
All right. So just now you're gonna end up with a lot of Yiddish here. So guys, I'm going to say my goodbyes to you because we're not into Yiddish. And Moshe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you.
Thank you, Liel. And cheers, thank you so much.
Thank you, Roy.
Bye-bye, guys. Guys, have a lekker Shabbos.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom to all of you.